This November, 9 states will vote on the legality of gay marriage. Louisiana and Missouri have already approved amendments to their state constitutions banning same-sex marriages. Polls across the country suggest that most Americans would follow suit if given a choice. But Oregon is different. In Oregon, the vote on same-sex marriage is expected to be very close. Colin Fogarty reports from Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Portland's Pioneer Courthouse Square draws a broad cross-section of Oregon voters and a wide array of opinions about the upcoming vote on ballot measure 36. It would constitutionally limit marriage to one man and one woman. On the one hand, there are people like salesman Joe Kaysen, who supports the amendment.
When the definition of marriage changes, all of a sudden things begin to spin out of control, you know, morally.
Sitting just a few yards away is tourist guide Katie Keller. She married her partner last March, when Multnomah County suddenly began allowing gays and lesbians to get married.
Well, we've been together for 27 years. To have it be formalized as a marriage made a huge difference, and it's like, wow, I'm married.
If past elections are any indication, Keller can count on about 45% of Oregon voters to stand with her this November against Measure 36. Opponents of gay marriage can also depend on roughly the same number. Somewhere in the middle are voters who don't feel strongly one way or another, like construction worker Jason McIsaac. However, he plans to vote against the ban on gay marriage.
I don't see why people care if gay people get married. It doesn't hurt anybody, it just protects people and their loved ones. I don't see anything wrong with it.
In Oregon, voters with such a live-and-let-live attitude defeated three anti-gay rights initiatives in the last 12 years. In other recent elections, Oregon has legalized medical marijuana, and it's the only state where physician-assisted suicide is allowed for terminally ill patients. Oregon State University political science chair Bill Lunch says Oregon voters tend to be skeptical of the government getting involved in personal matters.
Some of them are standard liberal Democrats who you could find anywhere in the country. But then added to that, there's a segment which is stronger here than it is in most states, and that's voters who have a libertarian small L inclination.
The result, Lunch says, is that Oregon may be the first and only state to defeat a constitutional amendment to define marriage as between one man and one woman. That's why national gay rights groups have dropped hundreds of thousands of dollars into the Oregon gay marriage debate, according to Seth Kilborn with the Human Rights Campaign.
The initial polling really does indicate that the voters are evenly split on the issue of prohibiting marriage for same-sex couples in their constitution. I think that is the best polling we have seen in any state that is facing one of these ballot measures. And so I think Oregon stands a very good chance of defeating this ballot measure.
Other polls show the anti-gay marriage amendment would pass in Oregon, and opponents of gay marriage are mounting a spirited campaign to make sure they win. Oregon Defense of Marriage Coalition campaign manager Tim Nashif says he's offended gay rights groups outside of Oregon are getting involved.
Our concern is that ultimately what happens to Oregon is decided by Oregonians and nobody else, because we're the ones that have to live with it. And for someone to say that they want to make us their outpost for the rest of the nation, I think that's a problem.
Nashif's campaign is getting money from groups outside of Oregon, too, but he says not as much. Whichever side wins, the national spotlight means Oregon is ending up a swing state, not just on the presidential election, but on the question of gay marriage, too. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.